Disclaimer: the following episode of SassyCast may contain material that you could find shocking, offensive, inappropriate, and rude. Please note that this is a comedy podcast that takes a politically incorrect approach to comedy, and that none of our comments on the show actually reflect our opinions and morals in real life. Thank you.
Yeah, That's the sound of the street, bros. Word up. Check it out. My name is Paul, and I'm here to say, I'm a straight, no way am I gay. If I spy a lady, I will say, yay for vagina!
Yay for vagina! Yay for vagina!
Let me hear you say,
yay for vagina!
Everybody!
Yay for vagina!
I play ball with my bros. Then we take off all our clothes. Hit the showers, lather up, and talk about vaginas.
Yay for vaginas!
Everybody! Everybody say,
yay for vaginas!
Huh?
Hey, vaginas!
Get up in it. Smells awfully good. I choose to be straight every day. Vagina's on my mind night and day. I'm thinking about one now and it's great. 'Cause I'm straight, don't be late for the vagina party. That's where all us bros get together and reminisce about vaginas and all the vaginas that we've seen and touched. Check out this vagina that I touch every night. Am I right, bros? Help me, please. He never touched me. I'm so lonely. Well, good riddance. I mean, there's plenty of other vagina out there that I can tap. I'm so excited to do that. Right, dudes? Yo, man, why don't you just be gay? It's okay. And please stop rap. Excuse me, I'm straight, but I guess you could say I'm gay. For vaginas!
Yay for vaginas!
Everybody say,
yay for vaginas!
Let me hear you say,
yay for vaginas!
Louder!
Yay for vaginas!
I'm sorry, I had a vagina hair in my mouth.
My heart is pounding. The elevator arrives on the first floor, and I scrambled out as soon as the door slides open, stumbling once, but fortunately not sprawling out onto the immaculate sandstone floor.
This looks like the pornography.
I race for the wide glass doors, and suddenly I'm free in the bracing, cleansing, damp air of Seattle. Raising my face, I welcome the cool, refreshing rain. I close my eyes and take a deep, purifying breath, trying to recover what's left of my equilibrium.
Excuse me. Please continue.
Hello, sassholes.
I'm so sorry. I'm still getting over my cold again, damn it.
Welcome to SassyCast. This is Roy.
And this is a very sick extra fur yet again.
Aww. We're laying in bed right now, and I am reading 50 Shades of Grey. Yes, I downloaded this piece of shit onto my Kindle. And I'm currently at the beginning of chapter 2, and we've been already giggling at chapter 1 of this thing.
Well, I try not to giggle because it makes a coffin fit, and I sound like I have something bad.
No man has ever affected me the way Christian Grey has, and I cannot fathom why. Is it his looks? His civility? Wealth? Power? I don't understand my irrational reaction. Bitch, you're horny!
You're horny.
You have a jingling in your jiny. You're horny. God, this book. Who wrote this? A 12-year-old? I mean, seriously.
No, a Mormon with a 12-year-old mentality.
Oh, my God. And the thing is we're just at the beginning of this thing. It's only chapter 2. And it's only going to get worse from here, folks.
Oh, my God.
When
I'm feeling more up to my usual sassy self, I plan on reading selections from this book.
I can only imagine. I mean, you got a lot to
work with.
And the thing is Gilbert Godfrey did a pretty good job, so.
Yes.
Excuse me. Sleepy.
Yeah, we've had a rough week.
Yes, we have.
Even with a holiday, a couple of days off for me, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, it's been a rough week for the entire cast of Sassy Cast. Mike, unfortunately, is out of commission for a while he gets well. He got really sick, folks. And
yes. He has the ick.
He has a bad ick. We're not going to reveal details, you know, out of courtesy. But do send your well wishes and love to Mike in hopes that he gets well. He will be back on the show very soon. Cindy's been stressed because of projects left and right, and getting ready for Comic-Con down there in San Diego. She will be in attendance, folks, so if you're going to Comic-Con, look for Miss Cindy Kennard.
Go say hi to Cindy.
And
tell her she looks pretty and her tits are nice.
Tell her she has nice tits.
Tell her she has nice hooters.
You have a nice rack.
Nice rack.
And
that's
been
a nice rack.
And
sorry, I'm on Growler right now.
Extrafer has discovered Growler. So, and he's discovered it all through the magic of what did I win for us, Boo?
What did I this?
Yes.
You won an iPad.
Yes, I won an iPad. So we now have an iPad in our family. It's an iPad 2. It's not an iPad 3, but still.
It's an iPad.
It's an iPad. We have an iPad.
$400 fucking piece of equipment.
Which runs better than our computer.
It certainly does.
But you've discovered Growler on there.
This guy's name is Azure. I'm going to change my name to Cerulean. Shades of blue.
How about aubergine?
That's purple, Booth.
I know, but that'd be fun.
Oh, how do you do the little flags?
The who's? The
flags.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm learning this for the first time.
But anywho.
Anyway, go on.
We won an iPad at the food convention that we went to.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about later on in the show. We had a blast. What else has happened? Oh, we're getting ready to go to Vegas, and you're coming along with us, listeners. We'll be recording from Vegas. And what else is going on?
A lot.
Oh, someone as who thought they were very funny sent me some Depends in the mail.
Yes.
Open up a box and find Depends inside there, which no one's confessed to doing, but everyone thought was hilarious.
Apparently so.
What else has been going on? Dallas is, the Dallas gay community is
in an uproar.
A gay couple has went into, City Hall, basically, to file for a marriage certificate, and they were denied, and so they handcuffed each other and sat down and said that they'll just patiently wait until they have the ability to get their marriage license, and Dallas responded by hauling them off to jail.
Yep.
There are people who are seeing it as a needed first step to getting gay equality in the state of Texas, and others are seeing it as basically public nuisance, but you know, they said the same thing about Rosa Parks, and they said the same thing about Martin Luther King, and they said the same thing about Gandhi, and the Dalai Lama.
And look where their people are now. Exactly. Well, some of them aren't much better off.
They said the same thing about Gloria Steinem, and they also said the same thing about many other people. And you know what? Sometimes it takes an act like this to wake people up.
Sometimes.
So I applaud them for doing this, and basically we're not taking it anymore. So we have that going on.
We're not going to take it anymore.
No. Summer's here.
She's right outside the door.
Fortunately, though, so far this summer, it has not been hot like last summer. By this time, we're already in the beginning of July. And by this time last year, we were already having excruciating multiple 100-plus degree days. And we've not had that yet.
He's hairy for a Japanese guy.
He's looking at the porn while we're recording, folks.
I love this. Listen, I am a Japanese, not a Chinese. I never do drugs, so I don't go to bars in Jordan. Oh, for God's sakes.
You'll love some of the profiles on there, especially the novels.
I speak English good. I learn it from a book.
Oh, God, that's like the Kristen Stewart how to speak good better.
Yes. My name is Beef. Well, thanks, Beef.
Oh. So, last time...
I love this one. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. I lift, sleep, and eat. Nothing special. Mostly interested in folks in the DCVA area. But we'll talk with others on occasion. Otherwise, he talks to himself. So...
So, we have an update for you, listeners.
We do.
We have an update about the apartment situation.
Oh, God.
So, since we've last left off, the shooting happened and we've been looking for a new place. And looks like we found a place, but we probably won't be able to move until around February. And here's the reason why. One, it'll be cooler.
Yes.
Two, it'll give us more time to save up money. And three... When we would have to move, it would be very shortly after our trip to Vegas. And that's just too much stress. So, we're going to grit our teeth and bear it and live here for 6 more months. And then we're going to move. But it looks like we found our place. It's a beautiful apartment complex. Tell them more, Boo.
I'm typing.
He's so addicted already to the damn pad. You know, I haven't even had it for a full 24 hours yet. Anywho, this apartment complex, it's off the beaten path, basically.
It's very nice.
Very nice. Very secluded. No kids. And it's just very nice and reasonably priced. And we decided, yeah, this is the place. Especially since after we were leaving the office and we had people come up to us and say, you want to live here. Get in here. You want to live here.
Which yeah, there's a
us.
Lot of great stuff. No kids, great location, in our price range, nice size apartment,
a clean pool.
Yep, it was nice.
The water's not opaque. And, oh, okay, now, speaking of pool, let's get back to this clusterfuck of an apartment complex. So they thought that their solution to prevent the shootings from ever happening again was to basically put a lockdown on the swimming pool during the summer.
Yeah.
They put a chain and lock around the gates, and basically you can only go into the pool as long as you check in with the people in the office during the office hours and basically sign your life away. And so when they're not in there, you can't go to the pool. Even though the pool, according to the brochure, is supposed to be open until like 10 o'clock at night. Well, people here in the apartment complex have responded by breaking the chains quite often with chain cutters to get into the pool. Because that's ridiculous. This is the summertime. It's summer in Texas. We need access to a pool.
Yes.
We're paying for that. That's part of our package here at the apartment complex. The pool is not going to stop people from coming here with guns. And while we're at it, we found out what happened. Boo, you're better explaining this story.
Oh, God.
You tell them what the story behind the shooting is.
Okay, it turns out that the night of the shooting, it was two teenage kids around 13, 14 years old.
Right outside our window,
decided to shoot some guns off. Now, what happened was there are actually two kids who came to the complex. They don't live here. And they decided they're going to steal their parents' gun, come here and show their friends their dad's gun. Hey, here's my dad's gun. Look, it shoots and everything. Boom, 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 boom.
During a time of night when the gate's supposed to be closed.
Yes.
And the only way that they're supposed to have access in is with the gate key, but no point in that because the gate's wide open.
Exactly.
So one of those random bullets they decided to shoot off could have went into our apartment. Easily. When we had guests over. Now here's the best part. Boo, explain the apartment complex reaction to this.
Well, they decided, well, they said, well, you know what? Since they didn't live here, they're just people who are visiting, and no one got hurt, it's really not a big deal. And so, in reaction to this, they're like, we're just going to go ahead and just change the pool policy. And, which, of course, keep in mind that this incident happened nowhere near the pool.
Yeah.
There was no one at the pool when this happened. It was right outside my window. Well, we're by the front gate. But yeah, they're like, well, just since no one got hurt, they didn't live here, and it's not a big deal because, you know, residents were not involved. When I explained this to the manager of the new complex we're going to be moving to, hopefully soon, she's like, oh, hell no. No. That happens once and you're gone.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, this apartment complex can go lick the sweat off of a dead man's balls, basically, as far as we're concerned. And that's that. So we figured we owe you an explanation as to what's going on with that. So
yes.
Later on in this episode, we're going to discuss...
His name is Veal. Oh, he's cute, though. Oh, he has a puppy looking.
Later on in this episode, as soon as Extifer is able to tear himself away from the iPad...
Great word, huskular. I'm huskular. I'm not husky or muscular. I'm huskular. Oh, by the way, I came up with a brand new phrase.
Uh-huh.
It's called doing the honeypot. It's a thing.
Okay.
Well, you know how you know guys give other guys rim jobs, which is eating at your ass.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, honeypot is for bears and cubs. What happens is when you're fucking a guy bareback, and you come inside him, then you bend him over and use your fingers to eat it out, like Pooh does with honey.
I'm gonna be sick. But we just ate pizza.
Which has nothing to do with honey or cum.
No, but still. Yeah. Oh,
for crying out loud.
Ew, you pull out the Santorum.
Oh, chill out.
So we'll talk more about, you know, the food expo that we went to, and we'll talk more about this iPad as we explore it. We'll probably talk more about 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm sure we will cover it at some point.
And stuff like that. So in the meantime, though, we're currently lying in bed.
What the hell is that?
Me yawning.
That's his foot. Oh. That's nice.
Oh, my God. You are into Grindr.
Well, I look at cute guys and I see these what the fuck pictures too. It's not all about the like. Look at this.
What?
He's wearing pink panties. The skinny ass darkie's wearing pink fucking panties.
Did you call him a skinny ass darkie?
Oh, he's in Dallas too. I better shut the hell up.
Oh,
come over here with his gun and shoot me.
Oh my God.
Arabian tight ass. That's nice. Thanks for sharing, Paco.
On that note, we'll be right back.
I can smell your cunt.
We met last night at the club. You told me you were in love. Came home and smushed in the tub. And now you're in my yard. Woke up and saw you were gone. You're running across my lawn without your pants or shoes on. Here comes my Saint Bernard. Vodka was flowing, but cleavage was showing. Your mind, I was blowing. Then we were so freaking weird. You're my boyfriend. My name is Carly, but all my doctors just call me crazy. I made you Pop-Tarts with extra gravy, but I'm a call girl. You have to pay me. Psych, I'm just kidding. Aren't I crazy? Let's watch 12 hours of Chelsea Lately, and all the other boys try to let's do sex again. I wanna be more than friends. Look how far my legs can bend.
I'm sorry, I can't stay. Look, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't think that we screwed.
I've got the pictures to prove it. Hey, don't look away. You're my one and only. That's what my doc told me. But don't think you own me. Now let's sacrifice some chickens. I've got some handcuffs. Feel free to spank me. But here's the safe word.
They don't look like they're really playing.
Crap, that's my husband.
my lady. What's going on here?
He tried to rape me.
When people try to rape my wife, it makes me so mad. It makes me feel bad. I'm gonna kick your ass. Come to think of it, my wife is just a guy in drag. I need a real man. So call me maybe.
You are chic, woman.
So are we recording? Is this thing on? Hello?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes,
Bueller?
It's on. It's on, Boo. Okay. It's on. Is it July?
It's July. It is.
Are you sure?
It's July. It's in the 70s. It's Texas. It's raining, and it's July.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It's July.
It seems more like April.
This is July. This is cold front came through. God only knows where this came from.
This is weird. I blame Hunter Dusling for bringing the weather.
Dusling?
I think that's his last name.
Dusling, I think.
Whatever his last name is. From the United States of Geekdom, of bringing this with me. And if that is the case, thank you.
Keep it. Keep it here.
Keep it here.
Keep it here. I have a new obsession.
I can only imagine what this is. What is your new obsession?
Kelly Clarkson's new single, Dark Side.
Oh, I have not heard it yet.
It's the third single. I have it in the car. It's her third single off of her new album, Stronger. And it's fabulous.
Ah.
Yes.
Awesome. So, speaking of...
This is her voice within. Christina Aguilera.
Speaking of obsessions...
By Calvin Klein. You know, a little clip photo get that stain out.
You've been having lots of fun with the iPad.
I have had... Oodles of fun with the iPad.
Specifically with an app that you are now discovering that a lot of bears have discovered already. Called
one of several, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Called Growler.
Growler, yes.
You are having the fun with the Growler.
On multiple levels for multiple reasons. What is with the traffic at the green light?
So tell us, Boo.
Yes.
Is that what you say on Growler?
You don't know what I'm talking about, but... No, this was empty 10 minutes ago, this parking lot. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Okay. So, tell the kind listeners who are not in the know in the bear community what Growler is.
Well, there are apps on your iPads and iPods and phones and whatever to help you in your escapades of cruising for dick. Mm-hmm. There's Grindr, there's Growler, mm-hmm. whatever.
Prowler.
Scruff, Daddy. Mr. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this
lick my boot.
There's Growler, which is geared toward bears and their admirers and bearish men. Mm-hmm. I am on this. Now, I joined it for several reasons. One, because you already have Scruff on your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Growler on mine. I can tell you right now, between the two, I prefer Growler versus Scruff. What I like about it is that you can see the entire conversation history.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Bear 411, fuck you, Greg, where you only see the last comment you made on your window, you see the whole history, all the pictures they posted, everything. It's interesting. And I like it. It's very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I will say some of these pictures are quite interesting. And they do have rules. Your main public profile pic is not to contain any nudity. There are a few of those that break that rule. But overall, it's, you know, they got to be either, you know, basically waist up shot.
Mm-hmm. Or your feet.
Or your feet. I don't get that. I don't like the feet thing. Not into shrimping. But yeah, it's interesting. A lot of guys don't have any pictures at all. I found out there's etiquette for this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have pictures of yourself, if it's just like the little bear... cartoon drawing they have as a default, and you automatically unlock your private pictures before you even say hello to them, that'll almost guarantee you won't get a response.
Mm.
A lot of people are like, no face pic, no talk, sorry, which I totally support, because who knows who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And
we mean face pic, not foot pic.
Exactly, face. I want to see your face.
Face pic, not arm pic.
Then this guy, I said to one guy, well, do you have a face pic? Oh, yes, here it is. It's a waist-up shot, waist ahead, but his face is blurred out.
I said, that's not going to count.
I'm on the down low.
That's what he goes, well, I don't want my picture, my face to be seen because I'm kind of known. I said, you're in Seattle. He says, yes, I'm in Dallas. I don't know you. Nobody here knows you, I promise you. Oh, no, I'm known. Okay, whatever, A-list bear, you're fucking known. You're on the DL from your wife. Whatever.
What if it's Tom Cruise?
It's not Tom. Trust me, this is not Tom Cruise. This guy was well over 5'4". Well, anyway. It was very interesting about this whole thing is, I mean, I've been on Bear411 and all these fucking sites since God was in diapers. But this is interesting because there's less restrictions on this than what there would be for your average bear site or whatever. As far as, you know, what you can do and whatever. You can mention other websites. Who gives a shit? It links to your Facebook page automatically.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting are these people's profiles. The ones that have profiles. Like, this was one guy last night. This thin, black guy with spiky hair wearing pink Hello Kitty panties. Yeah, that's going to turn me on.
Sign me up.
Oh, yes, big boy. Please stick it in now. My profile clearly states Latin, Jewish, Lebanese, Greek, Italian, white. You go in front of the line. You step ahead. Asian? Not so much. What do I get?
You get the Asian twinks, I bet.
I get all the fucking Asian... Oh, and bears, too. Asian bears.
From Taiwan.
Oh, you name it. Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Bangkok.
Philippines.
Philippines. Oh, my God, the Philippines. And I'm like...
Speaking of the Philippines, Ms. Manila just...
Oh, well, hello.
The Manila Express just walked exactly. In front of us here.
Well, hello.
Tell me how you're peeling. How are your peelings?
Oh, my God.
Ah.
But, and I said, I also said, you know, no Middle Eastern. I don't want... oh, my God. If one more fucking prick from Tehran... messages me, I'm going to be like, you know what? No. Go back to your Al-Qaeda and leave me the fuck alone.
They're looking for an escape.
They are. And because, of course, no face pics.
Mm-hmm.
None. Now, I will admit, there are some good-looking Middle Eastern men. There are some. I've seen some. That's why I say Lebanese, go on ahead. You know, that's perfectly fine. Some Saudi Arabian men are kind of cute. But I don't want to get messed up in all that. Like, okay, to quote Noxima Jackson from Tu Wong Fu about Hispanic men, you know, you don't want to get mixed up in all that Latin mess that could have had to be a Sandinista. Well, I don't want to end up with some Al-Qaeda dick at my fucking door saying, fuck me, I'm going to blow up your goddamn country. I don't want that. Oh, honey, really? Really? Oh, my God, what are you wearing? Oh, girl.
She's wearing a...
No, not her, him.
Oh, well, apparently he likes the University of Texas.
But the orange don't match.
No.
The orange shorts and the orange shirt does not match.
No.
Oh, they're from Austin. Mm. Apparently there's a game today, I think.
Yeah.
However, I did find out something about two people I like.
Okay.
Wait, okay, do you know someone named Roger Hazard? Big, beefy, red-haired, blondish kind of bodybuilder guy.
No, but honestly, that sounds like a porn name.
Well, he actually has a design TV show on Home and Garden Channel, and he's done other design stuff. He's a big, burly bear guy who does all the home design stuff on all the, you know, home shopping and whatnot, shopping, but HGTV and Lifetime or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suspected he was gay for a while. A cute bear. Cute big old daddy bear. Well, yeah, he's gay, and apparently he and his very... Hot partner, live in Austin now,
mm-hmm.
and they run a furniture business,
mm-hmm.
and it's custom-made furniture. You choose the design, you choose the pattern, you choose the fabric, you choose whatever, and the stuff is, the company's called Decades. You can go look up their thing on Facebook. They like nice stuff. I like their stuff. I found out that they actually, and they friended me, and they actually live in Austin. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're cute, and they're creative, and you have nice furnishings.
And?
I'm plugging. Anyway, back to grind.
I bet you are, baby.
I haven't plugged nothing in a long damn time. Except my heart. Back to Growler. You know, these people, I'm all for...
you know, showing pictures of your dick and whatever, that's perfectly fine, because God knows I'm gay. Hello. This is one guy I was talking to.
Wow, her skin matches her tank top.
It does. There's one guy I was talking to earlier who pretty much was all like, we're talking and chatting and getting along online. He sent me his picture, da 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 da. And I'm like, you know, nice penis. I don't know how to respond to this. Gives me a picture of his, send me a picture of his dick. 9.5 inches, fully hard.
Did you really say you have a nice penis?
Hold on. 9.5 inches, fully hard, and still has about 2 inches of foreskin over it.
Damn.
So he's got some skin on him. I'm like, ooh, I hope you clean that shit. But I'm like, I said, nice penis, basically, to keep it clean. And he says, do you want me to stick it in you? And I said, well, that would be nice. This is what I said, quote, well, that would be lovely. However, let's talk a little more and get some chemistry built up. I don't hop in bed, you know, with the first chat. This was 2 days ago.
You haven't heard from him since?
No. I haven't responded.
Welcome to Growler.
I responded to him this morning. I said, hey, did I lose you?
Welcome to Growler.
Yeah.
Welcome to Growler.
So, and my profile, again, it clearly states what I'm looking for, which is friends, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, for fuck's sake, come on. I'm not looking for anything, just chatting, really, because half these people don't even live here. But it's just interesting, because it's like, if you don't want to, I mean, if you say to them, come over and fuck me now, big boy, they're like, oh, I don't do that. I'm just talking for chat. I'm looking for friends. Oh,
I'm okay. Looking for friends as a picture of his taint is slapping you
in
the face.
I'm a big old top, but here's my hole. Which still just drives me crazy on any bear site. Speaking of bear, hey, oh, don't kiss your girlfriend, you idiot loser. Oh, well, she's in medical, so she has money. And then you talk to one guy, it's like, oh, I just want to be friends. Oh, I just want to fuck your hole. Oh, well, you just can't gauge people. So that's why I just kind of...
I'm just here for chatting and make friends. Do I make your hole wet?
And see, and I and what I started doing to people I actually physically know, my friends like John and Greg.
I'm gonna get a geod on your ass.
What I'm gonna do? I actually messaged my friend John. He makes the soaps, lovely soaps. Got to plug the soaps.
Yes.
I messaged him, and I said, "I want your hard throbbing cock in my hole now. Please don't make me beg." Or make me beg. It's up to you, Daddy.
Did he respond?
He did. He said, what? And I said, how dare you toy with my emotions when you know I love your hard-throbbing cock in my wet, moist manhole. Please stick it in me now. Don't make me beg again.
Response?
Is this Chris? And I said, you bastard, you know who I am. Well, this is, okay.
You're having too much fun with this
well,
app.
Last week at the honeypot party. Okay, that sounds bad at what I said last night. It was a bear disco thing at Woody's. Well, last night, I kept doing to John all night. I'd see him, I would purposely walk by him and stop and point and angrily say, I told you stop stalking me. Then I'd walk away. I did this all night. Stop stalking me. And he'd be like, this look on his face would be like, what? And his guys around him, and I made sure he's always with somebody different. Totally cock blocking him.
The poor guy.
I love him. I love him to death.
Poor John. He's a sweetheart.
I love John to death. But I'm doing this to people. I did this to Greg. I did his partner, Michael. I'll find my close friends. And, oh, look, it's Ruth Buzzy. And I will purposely, like, just say the most outlandish things. Oh, Nakia. I messaged Nakia online.
Oh, God.
I said, hey, Nakia, your new song makes my mangini moist.
Did he respond?
Yes, he did. Which song is that? I have not responded. I don't know the title of the song. Is that one you played?
Yeah, I'll get you the title.
Okay.
We'll probably play it on the show, too.
We will, because it's awesome. And, oh, my God, Nakia
has got to get a contract with somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I'm having a lot of fun with Growler. Though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm having a blast. And then there are some genuine guys. I'm actually talking to a few people.
Well, then,
really...
and all of a sudden, I get a message one day at work. And it says Christopher, and I suspect that it's you. And it says,
I had the day off.
It says, I would so drink your bath water.
Oh, my God. There are pre...
For sure. For reals. Yeah, let's talk about the pre...
There are preset messages. Because, I mean, even different 101 has. It's like, it's Wolf, Gurr, Hot Pigs, like your profile, you're cute, whatever.
Let's talk about the ones that Growler has.
I would drink your bath water. Did you just fart? Because you just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
That's not one of them. No, it should be.
If you were a booger, I'd pick you.
I'd pick you first.
I want to bag you like groceries.
I want to bag you like my groceries. I mean, they're really stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Who says these and really means it? You know?
You smell like Fritos. That's why I'm giving you this hungry stare. I don't mean to be blunt, but can I chew on your butt?
Yeah, bullshit like that. And I'm like, really? Really? This gets you hard? Really?
Well, if somebody gets hard off of the fart one, then...
They got problems. I'm just saying. They got some serious psychological problems.
Ooh,
need help.
I am 10-2 Brazilian fart porn.
Oh, how nice for you. Leave me the fuck alone. Get out of my house.
Fart on me, Daddy.
No. No.
Oh, Daddy.
I don't want the hepatitis in my eye.
Oh.
I'm just saying. What you get? But yeah, there are some genuinely nice guys. There's my friend Steven Houston, who I've been talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy. He's having an open relationship. He has a partner. He's having a very hard time finding, you know, someone to talk to and play with or whatever, because apparently in Houston, the big thing in Houston... Chubs with twinks.
Oh, that's a lot in a lot of the bear
communities. It is, but there's a lot of bear on bear here. It's more bear on bear than most places. But apparently, bear on bear in or anything on anything in Houston is like extremely frowned upon. Like if you're a twink, you gotta have a chub. If you're a muscle bear, you gotta have a twink. If you're a chub, you gotta have a cub. It's bizarre. You can't date your own down there. And he says, I cannot believe you're talking to me. And I said, why? You're cute and you're nice and you're local-ish. I said, why would I talk to you? He goes, because guys like you don't talk to me. And that's sad. Because, I mean, nothing's going to happen. We ain't looking for anything. And if it does, then great, it does. We have swap picks. No big deal. But it's just sad that we're in a world of communication. And yet, just because someone doesn't... I mean, I talk to anybody who messages me if they're not either they don't have a face page or face pic. If it's like a foot, or their knee, or their spleen, or them in pink panties.
Here's my ultrasound.
Here's my ultrasound of my tumor or my hernia.
This is me. This is me at 3 months before birth.
Yeah, and or if it's like. They just unlock their private photos first. I'm like, okay, I have Tumblr for this. So I get my porn from Tumblr. God bless Tumblr. No more having to search in Google finding shit.
Just go to Tumblr.
Go to Tumblr. It's there.
It's always fun when you see guys you know also.
I have run across a few people who they've sworn to me up and down. I will never take a nude shot.
There's your dick.
And what it is, it's somebody who they send a picture for their partner or their boyfriend at the time, who then posted it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And try to find the original source. Because you'll find a really cute guy, and you got to try and find the original source of this, this person's page, and you're going to find it. But...
You know, most of the time on Tumblr, you don't.
I do wish that Growler had a feature to search by screen name.
Yeah, me too.
Because there are certain people I know who are on there, but, and I know what their name would be, but, because they use the same name for everything.
Yeah, you can search by city, but you can't search by name.
By name.
And I wish you could too, also.
Yeah, and what I would like to have is also a feature to do a mass block. I'd be like, the entire country of Iran? Block. I don't want out Hong Kong? Nobody from China. I'm sorry, I don't do Asian. I dated a Filipino guy once. He was 50 Shades of Crazy.
The only Asian that you do is chow mein.
Thank you. The only Asian I do, honey, is Panda Express. Okay. So, yes. Yeah, I've dated an Asian guy once. And that was 6 months of absolute crazy. They're crazy. Filipino guys are... There's something wrong with them. There really is.
I hope Maynard's not listening right now.
Maynard's the exception to the rule. Because he's not crazy. That I know of. I've not looked in his pantry yet. So I don't know. Oh, you can't use that rice for dinner. Why? It's in the pantry. I know. Okay, why can't I use this rice for dinner?
It's the sacred pantry.
It's the sacred rice. My grandfather's grandfather gave this to me. Or passed this down. Da, 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 da. I was like, so you're telling me this rice is over 200 fucking years old? Yeah. That's why it took 5 hours to cook. Okay, thank you very much. You cooked it? Well, it's rice in the pantry, Mark. It wasn't meant to be cooked. Why is it in the pantry? No other culture has food you pass down to generations. So then I go to grab the salt out of the pantry. He flips out. Oh my God! What? You're using the salt! Yes. Are you sodium intolerant? No, I can have salt, but don't use that salt. Why?
It's derived from the tears of my great-great-grandmother.
You know what? You're not far off. Apparently, his grandmother carried that salt container with her on the boat to America when they migrated here decades ago. And this is the sacred salt from her homeland and is not to be touched. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's salt.
It's fucking salt. So I'm sure she brought it to eat with. I don't think she minded herself. So
she didn't go down to the ocean.
She didn't go down the ocean and pan for this fucking salt and chip away on a rock. I'm sure she went to whatever their local market is and got it.
Ping pong ping ping.
Ping pong ping ping. You know, goddamn. So then I'm like, okay, Mark, what can I possibly make in this goddamn pantry for dinner tonight?
Yeah, hand you some ramen, or was it the same ramen?
No. No. He's like, well, I don't know about it. You can't use the rice, you can't use the salt. I said, okay, what do you want for dinner? He goes, well, make whatever you want, there's stuff in the cabinets. Da, 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 da. So he'll basically stay out of the pantry. Now keep in mind, there's boxes of shit in the pantry.
Uh-huh.
There's macaroni and cheese, and there's, you know, whatever.
Can't touch that macaroni and cheese because that was delivered by his mother.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, let's go. Wait on. So I go to the other cabinets, and I'm looking for shit to make, and there's nothing. So I'm like, Mark, you have no food here. And he goes, well, I don't really eat, and I never cook at home. And that's why all the food is, you know, not really used. I go, because all your food is sacred family jewels. Well, you know, Philippine people just are very rooted in the da-da-da. I said, no, they're not. Well, they probably are. I don't know dick about Philippine people except for him. But he's crazy. And I said, Mark, you have all this fucking food in your house. Yeah. Your family has passed this down to you. Yeah. You have a brother, right? Yeah. He has a child, right? Yeah, they have kids. I said, why would they give the family heirloom food to the gay kid? I said, if this shit is a family fucking heirloom, give it to your goddamn brother and then make me eat. Make me some dinner. I cooked that rice for 4 fucking hours. Like, why isn't this cooking?
It's petrified.
Apparently, it's 200-year-old rice.
Oh, this is a special dish, 200-year-old rice.
Oh, my God.
It come with egg roll. Is that regal?
Is that regal? Oh, my God. And then he tells me about this lame-ass story about how his brother hates him and his family doesn't want him.
Oh, she is not impressed with this parking lot.
No, she's not. No, I'm not impressed with your outfit, bitch. Really, a gray top and green shorts? Okay. So he's talking about how his brother hates him. and how his family hates him. His mom kept telling him that they wish that they never had him, and how she wished he had had an abortion before he was born, and all this deep, dark shit. And I'm like, God damn.
All I want is
a bowl of rice.
All I want is a bowl of rice.
And a little bit of salt to season it with. So he's telling me all this, so I go into his closet. It's cold. We're dating during Christmas. It's cold. I don't have a jacket, or my jacket's apparently, okay, that's right. A big snowstorm comes in. Big snow flurries. I don't have a jacket heavy enough, so I go to his closet. I'm like, what can I wear?
Don't wear the sacred jacket.
No, that's all over with. So he hands me this really nice leather jacket. Really nice leather jacket. I'm like, oh, this is very nice. I notice the label inside says, some ritzy, chichi name.
Mm-hmm.
And some is a label. I can't think what it is now, though. This is really nice. He goes, oh, yeah, my brother gave me that. I said, oh, well, this is very nice. This is a very nice jacket. Very nice soft black leather jacket. He goes, yeah, he gave it to me for Christmas last year. I said, oh, well, that's very nice of him. I thought he didn't like you. He doesn't. Then why would he give you this? He likes to flaunt his money around. I said, well, how much does this jacket cost? $2,000. I have got a $2,000 leather jacket on my back. And I go, your brother hates you so much that he would give you a $2,000 jacket just because it's...
He's flaunting his money.
He says, yeah, he's flaunting his money. Okay. What kind of house does he live in? Oh, just some little two-bedroom something somewhere. Uh-huh. What kind of car does he drive? I think it's a Ford. But he's flaunting his money. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, he flaunts it in my face all the time. Okay, so I'm like, Mark, there's something seriously wrong with you. He goes, well, do you want the jacket? I can have it. He says, yes, you can have the jacket. I don't want it. It reminds me of my brother. I don't want it. Oh. Hell yeah! So I wore it while we were together, but I did not keep it when we broke up. Because it wasn't my jacket, basically. But then he tells me about his mom and all this bullshit. And there's only a certain brand of shirt. Mark is so weird. There's only a specific brand of shirt that he will wear. Specific brand, design, and style. This is a short sleeve, plaid, seersucker, that's what they're called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Type shirt. Only a certain company makes them. He only wears these. I could not get him to wear anything else. No t-shirts, no polos, no nothing. And his favorite shirt, which was green, had a tear in it. And it was a tear that couldn't be sewn. Yeah, throw it away. What does his mom get him for Christmas? A duplicate of that shirt. I said, your mom, they gave you the shirt that you had that was his favorite shirt. He wore all the time. This is the shirt that you had that got torn. Your mom sent you a new one. It's very sweet. He goes, yeah, I know she did. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? Apparently she loves you to have actually gone out and found the company that makes these. And the note inside said, the company is no longer in business. I got this off eBay. I'm like, damn. She really gives a shit to make you happy. She's just turning the knife. What? What are you talking about? He's like, she's trying to guilt me into visiting her. Really? Really? Because she ain't said dick about that. She lives in San Francisco. Nothing in her email says, come visit me. It says, Merry Christmas, Mark. I love you. Here's a shirt you got that got torn. I hope this replaces it. Merry Christmas. And I'm like, Mark, I don't understand your hatred of your family. Apparently your family loves you quite a bit.
Oh my God.
It's her.
It's the Goosebumps book, girl.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Goosebumps.
Oh
my God, that looked like her.
Well, my cat died earlier that year.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows this.
Did he want to put it in the pantry, too?
No. He got me one of those Real Pets animatronic toy things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute. And I started playing with it. He goes, oh, please don't play with that around me. And I said, why? He goes, I don't like animatronic toys. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't like animatronic toys? Why? He goes, they scare me. Putty Ruxpins and all these and puppets and anything that any toys that move like that,
mm-hmm.
that are animatronic, like animals or creatures, that scares me.
Did he have a traumatic experience in Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza Parlor when he was growing up?
I don't know. I didn't go there.
Was he raped by one of the dolls on It's a Small World? I mean, what the hell?
I said, Mark, what do you mean they scare you? And he goes, they're unnatural, they're ungodly, they're satanic.
They're fucking toys!
Said, then why the hell did you buy this for me? Because your cat died, and I thought this would remind you of your cat, and because I love you. And I go, but it's something I can never enjoy around you. Well, yeah, but it's for you.
So okay. Here's a gift that you can never use.
Exactly. I got rid of it eventually because it broke and it was stupid.
Old world owes me a different.
Yes. You go, Rosa Parks. We're watching people. We're in the Target parking lot, by the way.
We're watching people walk by and drive by.
Now here's the real fucked up part. I may have told the story before, but you know what? I'm on a roll. It bears repeating. So we're lying in bed one night, and I'm sleeping.
And you've told this story multiple times on the show.
I got to tell again, because I'm on a roll. So I feel this tugging on top of my head. And now my cat used to do this. My cat used to groom my hair because my cat thought I was another cat. And the cats do this. I mean, animals will treat you as if you're one of their own sometimes. And my cat used to, you know, nuzzle my hair and kind of tug on it, whatever, like, I don't know. But I felt this going on. I'm like, what the hell? So I turn around and I feel a clump of my hair is gone. And I see Mark lying in bed next to me, spooning me, with little threads of hair in his mouth. Mark, what are you doing? No. Mark, what do you have in your mouth? Your hair. And I'm like, why are you chewing on my hair? I thought I said, were you chewing on my hair? Yeah. Why? Well, because your cat used to do it, and I wanted you to feel like your cat was still around, and I want a little bit of you inside me.
Because when you turn into Donatella Versace and go, get out!
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, Mark, that's creepy, and that's not healthy, and you can't digest hair.
And we're breaking up.
And we're breaking up. And I said, Mark, don't eat my hair anymore, please. And I said, this is not going to grow back. So I get a haircut the next day. And so, I'm like, that's just really fucked up. I said, Mark, why did you do that? I don't know. It was just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And he had no actual legitimate answer. So.
Except for he's fucking crazy.
Well, here comes where part of the beginning of the end happens. It's like 2 weeks before we break up. And we're lying in bed. And we're sleeping. It's like middle of the night. Like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're lying in bed. And suddenly I hear this blood-curdling scream. I jump up. I'm like, it's Mark. And he's screaming. I'm like, Mark, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And he's known to having night tremors and whatever. Or night terrors and, you know, whatever. And something was to happen to him as a kid. So
you think?
Yeah. So he's screaming bloody murder. And I'm like, what's wrong? I woke him up. I'm like, Mark, what's wrong? He goes, he looks at me with these cold, dead black eyes dripping in sweat. And he goes, I just dreamed that I killed you.
Goodbye.
I'm like, excuse me? He goes, I just dreamed that I killed you.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yes. I'm like... Okay, so I went home.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go home. And then we still saw each other for like 2 weeks after that. We had a big fight on Valentine's Day, and we broke up 2 weeks later. But, yeah. And we broke up. We were open. And we broke up because he fooled around with somebody and didn't tell me, and he felt guilty about it. I'm like, Mark, we're open. I don't give a shit who you fuck. Just make sure you're safe. I feel really bad. I feel really guilty. I cheated on you. You're not cheating if you're open. And it's okay. We have pre-approved permission to do this. And he's like, But. I'm like, Mark.
Get the fuck out.
Well, I was over at his apartment. I said, Mark, I'm done. I'm done. And we broke up. And I'm like, you know what? He's a nice guy. But the antique food, the hair chewing, the blood curdling murder dreams, the whole package just
turned you off of Filipino men.
Yes. And I talked to other people who dated Filipino men, and they go, they're all like that.
So do you hear that? You hear that, Maynard? You eat hair.
No, but they said they said that there is something with a lot of them, there is something inherently, their wires are crossed. And that's just how a lot of them are. I don't know, because it's a predominantly female-oriented society, and they don't have any masculinity with them. I don't know. I've noticed that with a lot of Filipino men that I know, there's really, it's weird. I don't know. Filipino versus Asian versus Japan versus whatever, they're all Asian, but they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
Every culture is different. So, it's just kind of bizarre. But, anyway, back to Growler. Yeah, Asian guys, leave me the fuck alone. I'm not interested. I don't find you attractive. Go away.
And on that note, we'll be right back.
Yes.
Audible.com presents 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open-mouthed and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Famed voice actor Gilbert Gottfried gives a reading that can only be described as sensual.
Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it erotic?
Let Christian Grey seduce you over and over again. Through the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
But when he hits my clitoris, I cry out loudly. Oh, please, I groan. Quiet, he orders. Not taking his eyes off mine, he scrunches my panties in his hand, holds them up to his nose, and inhales deeply. His hands reach around and touch my breasts, and my nipples pucker at his touch.
Yay for vaginas.
Yay for vaginas.
I guess you could say I'm gay. Gay for vaginas.
Yay, Liam.
Liam is back with a wonderful song.
I can't believe that the state of Michigan outlawed the word vagina.
Vagina, I know.
Oh, it jumped up again, 329.
Ooh, it sure did.
Went down to pennies and jumped up 11 cents.
That wow.
Yeah.
Hello, gas.
Hello, gas.
Well, Boo, and we're recording this on July 10th, and in 5 days, where are we?
We're going to be on a plane heading to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Sassy Cats invades Las Vegas.
Yes, and I cannot wait. You're coming with us, folks.
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Oh my god, Las Vegas!
You should totally say that the minute we get off the plane.
Oh my god, Las Vegas! Oh my god, shooting machines!
Oh my god, Christianers!
Oh my god, Shalinern!
Shalinern! I was gonna do that! Damn it! I'm angry, sir.
So, what are some Carrot Top. We need to see if we could find Carrot Top and get him a
Carrot Top is not looking good.
A derp a derp photo of him.
Well, there's plenty. He wakes up, derp.
Derp.
Yeah, he does not look good.
So, what are some of the activities that we are doing in Vegas, Boo?
Whores. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That prostitution is illegal in Las Vegas proper.
You need to get off the main strip, yeah. And then whores abound.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna gamble.
Of course.
We're gonna eat.
Of course. I'm looking forward to those buffets.
Yes, because the Excalibur and Luxor apparently are the same company, and they have a $40 a day buffet.
And it's all you can eat all day.
All day.
For us bears, that's heaven.
Between two, you basically pay $40, you get a wristband, and you can go into both the buffets, the Luxor and the Excalibur.
And pig out
all day. So there you go. I think the average meal for two of us is $20 anyway. We figure for six meals a day for $80 ain't bad. Considering.
We got that going on. We're going to probably be spending most of our time indoors because we've been looking at the weather reports. And good God.
We're not doing Vegas in July again.
No, triple digit temperatures.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of stupid on our part.
Yeah.
We should have gone to Seattle or something.
Well, the next time we go to Vegas, we're going to go on one of the cooler months.
Yes.
But
our next trip after this is going to be Chicago.
Yes. Yes.
I love Chicago. I'm in love with Chicago, and it's just a fabulous
I've never
city.
Been.
Oh, it's awesome. It's just
I've
awesome.
Never been to Chicago.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
So, anyway, back to Vegas. So, we are going to, like you said, we're going to partake in the nummy food. We're going to, on my birthday, we're going to Dick's Last Resort.
We have one here. We haven't been.
But apparently the Dick's Last Resort in Las Vegas was voted the best one because, well, you can get away with more.
Vegas.
And for those who don't know Dick's Last Resort, it is known for rudeness.
Yes.
The staff is supposed to be very rude and politically incorrect, and that's part of the experience that you're paying for.
Like when you go and you order, yes, I want the double cheeseburger with bacon, and they look at you and they look you up and down and go, okay. Mm-hmm. And one salad, and you, sir.
And if you ask for napkins or straws, they throw them at you, and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
very rude. They're supposed to be, though.
They're supposed to be. It's all in the fun.
Yes.
However,
there is an element of the fun that I don't know what we're going to do about it or not, if we're going to do it or not.
Well, if they see the ribbon on me that says it's my birthday, they might.
Yeah, we heard a little underground tip is that if it's your birthday in Vegas and you wear a little ribbon or something that says it's your birthday, things happen to you. The hotels and casinos will do stuff for you.
And apparently one of those things is at Dick's Last Resort.
Yes.
Which involves a very unique lap dance.
A lap dance by the hunky, bearish, big-belly bartender.
Who goes by the name of Taco.
We've seen him. He's cute. And I may wear the badge also, just because.
Let's
give him my room key, 214.
Let's see, what else
are we... gets that all the time.
Yeah. What else are we doing?
We're doing the mob experience.
Yes. We are... I'm dying to do this. This thing is... It's an interactive museum where you basically learn about the history of the mafia in Las Vegas, but at the same time, you are participating in a story because your actions and your decisions based off of the cast of the mob experience that you work with will determine the path that you go down on this museum.
It's an interactive experience.
Yeah, and so you will either end up being a part of the mafia family or getting whacked.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to this. And we're also going to the Madame Tussaud Wax Museum.
Oh, God. You and Wax Museums, I swear to God.
Well, there's a reason why we're going to this one. This one's interactive. You get to actually pose and do all sorts of shit with the wax figures.
It looks like we're not busy.
Now, the biggest thing about this trip, however, is who you're meeting on this trip.
See, you're all about Vegas and the gambling and the food and the sightseeing and the shows and all that crap, which is fine. I love Vegas. I've been there. I love it. It's fun. It's definitely a place where I get my energy. But that's not why I'm going. It was originally. For the first time in 6 years, I'm finally meeting your family.
Yes. My family will be meeting us in Vegas. So it's become a family reunion also.
Meeting your mom and her boyfriend, your sister and her boyfriend, and your two nephews.
Yep.
For the first time.
For the very first time.
I've only ever talked to your mom on the phone a couple of times. and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody else.
So this is huge.
This is big.
This is huge. And my, well, my sister, her boyfriend, and my nephews will only be in town for one day.
Yeah,
so and the day with them. Yeah, and my mom and her boyfriend will be in town pretty much the same length that we are. Knowing my sister and the nephews, they're probably wanting to go to Circus Circus, so we'll probably be going down there to Circus Circus. Probably want to go to the Stratosphere.
Probably.
Knowing my sister, she'll probably want to ride that insane ride that's on the top of the Stratosphere. The one that's the crane that goes over and you spin around in a circle and you look death straight in the eye.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. No.
No. You're doing... What else are you doing? Blue Man Group?
I'm going to see the Blue Man Group, yes, on my birthday. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I'm dying to see them.
I'm not for performance art, so I'm like, oh, it's a mime. Bush. I don't care.
And we're debating whether or not to go see Carrot Top with my mom and I. We're debating.
To me, right now, I've been thinking, if you haven't got your tickets for anything yet, I wouldn't do it, because you're going to need to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't planned it by now and gotten them...
Well, my mom also said that one of the secrets is waiting till the day of, because apparently there's this box on the Strip, this red box, where you can get discount tickets for shows, where they're trying to fill the shows.
Yeah, but so, since Carrot Top was rated one of the hot top attractions, I don't think he's going to have
interest. I don't get that either.
He's funny. He's funny. He looks like holy hell.
But I can't understand how he's like one of the big attractions in Vegas.
He looks like a love child between Lady Langford Child and Wendy. From Wendy's. I mean, he does. One of the funniest jokes is when he did the whole Wendy's thing. It's funny. I can't do it justice here. But go online on YouTube. Type in Carrot Top Wendy's. And he does the most hilarious joke about Wendy's. it's just awesome. Oh shit, she's here. We're also going to do... What is it going to do?
Well, we were looking at doing the car museum that's there at the Imperial Palace.
The M&M Museum, the Coca-Cola Museum.
Yeah, the M&M Experience and the Coca-Cola attraction. Well, finally, we've never been to Walt Disney World, and they have this Coca-Cola thing there also, where they have all these colas from around the world.
I've done that in Atlanta.
And
the headquarters in Atlanta.
I've never done that.
It's awesome.
I am curious to try this soda called the Beverly. I heard that this is one of the most unique tastes in the entire world. No one tells you what it tastes like. You have to experience it for yourself. Apparently what they do at this one is you pay $8 and you get a tray with sample cups filled with the soda flavors.
Yes.
And you get to taste them all.
In Atlanta, there's this big display. I don't know if this will have it or not, but it's a big display. And it's all done by heat or by sight or whatever. And you take the cup. You get a cup. And you put it down on the spot. And then there's this big machine shoots the liquid out to you and lands right in the cup. It's programmed to hit the cup. And they have, like, with all the regular Cokes they have in America, cherry and whatever. But there's chocolate Coke, and then there's celery-flavored Coke, and then there's an orange one. They had a passion fruit something and a dragon fruit this and a... carrot-flavored Sprite. I mean, it was just some bizarre shit. And this stuff that's in other countries. It's a red Coke around the... Coke products around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one in Atlanta, when I was there. And it was interesting. It was very unique. I liked it. Some of it tasted really good, and some of it I never want to experience that flavor in my mouth again.
I heard Beverly's one of those, so... But we have to try it to at least believe it.
Yes. Hopefully it's not shellfish-flavored.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me hard. I'd fuck me so hard. Screaming from afar, getting on my nerves. Hey, you in the mirror with the lovely set of curves. Such a pretty face, full inviting lips, multiple tattoos, childbearing hips. There's a whole lot of fish in the sea, but none of those bitches are me. Take a chance, never know in the end if you're gonna get lucky. Would you fuck me? I fuck me hard. I fuck myself so fucking hard. This butterfly shed its cocoon. It's spreading its wings straight for the stars. Once I cut off the meat, I'll be ready, complete, and I'd fuck me so hard. Lipstick and mascara, nipple with a ring. Close to being done, let me hide my thing. I'd buy me a drink, get lost in my eyes. I'd flirt and I'd wink, I'd seduce me with lies. The guys at the bar, they'd ignore me, they'd dodge me and duck me. But now they'd fuck me, I'd fuck me too. I'd fuck me fucking black and blue. This basement's a castle and Billy's the king, or is it queen? Either way, I'm in charge. Once I finish the dress, I'll be perfect, the best. Why would anyone want less? Ask me out, the answer's yes. Yes, I'd fuck me so hard. Hey, asshole, thank you for the scraps. Instead, I think I'll set a trap. I'm probably doomed, but I just got a brilliant idea. Precious, come here. I'd fuck me well, I'd fuck me till I burn in hell. I'd have me, I'd do me, I'd rape me, I'd screw me, and get in the back of a car. I'd stalk me, I'd chase me, I'd lift me, I'd taste me, I won't have to look very far. I'll be grateful, complacent, come back in my basement and fuck me so hard.
And speaking of soft drinks, I found out, I have discovered something about Dr. Pepper.
Okay, and that is?
I realize what one of the 23 secret ingredients are.
Prunes?
No, they don't use prunes.
I don't know that's where I heard that before,
that's
but...
That's Pepsi.
That's Pepsi.
Pepsi uses,
oh, okay.
Uses a prune puree.
No, helps you poop.
It does help you poop. No. Black pepper, hence the name.
Ah.
Dr. Pepper. I'm sure that's not where they got the name, but I taste... Today I had a Dr. Pepper today. First time in several weeks and months I've had a Dr. Pepper.
That's one of the 32 mystery flavors, 20, huh?
23.
Or 23? I thought
yes.
It was 32.
Okay. 23.
I wonder what all 23 are.
Well.
Babies.
Babies in love.
Placenta.
Placenta.
Vagina.
Dandruff. Anyway.
Helena Bonham Carter.
It looks like for nothing. I love Yaya. Anyway, yes, it's black pepper. I'm like, oh, that tastes kind of spicy and, oh, it's black pepper. So.
You and your palate.
I know.
Which is why you're probably going to go nuts in Vegas because of all the damn food.
I know. I have this very weird knack of being able to eat something and then go home and replicate it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why most of my recipes I have are all desserts. I don't have very many recipes that are non-dessert based, because on desserts I can't do dessert.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I cannot come up with dessert on my own. I need a recipe for desserts. But for anything else, oh, fuck it, I'll just reproduce it.
I gotta confess, I'm really looking forward to the buffets.
I am looking forward to the Excalibur and the Luxor buffets, because I know they're going to be better quality.
I'm looking forward to the Paris one also, because...
That sounds interesting. It's all French. Wah.
Oh, all you can eat pâté.
Thank you. I don't think they're going to have that on.
I know, but can you imagine? All you can eat pâté? I'd be like, just give me a fork.
Speaking of pâté, don't buy that brand you bought the other day again.
Okay, we'll go with a more higher class pâté.
I mean, it was good, but it was really just a little bit off, more off of liverwurst.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it was kind of eh. We bought pâté the other day. They were so pretentious.
Oh my, really pâté with a little wafer thin
crackers. You know... why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
You packed your figs and stuff today for your lunch, and you took some crackers with you.
Uh-huh.
You left one cracker in the package.
I didn't take any crackers with me.
There was one cracker in the package.
What's his name?
Honky.
Oh.
Anyway.
I am really looking forward to this vacation because I need time off.
Oh,
I need
my God.
A couple of days out of the state, away from our jobs, none of the stress.
I love Texas. I'm a Texas boy. I always will be. No matter where I live, I'll be Texas born. But I need a break from Texas for about 5 days. 7 days.
Mm-hmm. It'll be nice.
I can't wait.
Let's talk about...
Rumor has it there is an underground shopping mall at the Excalibur that has a 24-hour Krispy Kreme.
We gotta find out.
I've got to find this shit out.
Now, we are flying... You'll probably hear some stories depending on how good this airline is. We're flying on an airline that we really don't have too much experience about, but we already have an opinion on, and that's called Spirit Airlines.
Yes.
Now, they are originally, for those of you who are probably groaning out there right now, okay, we know, but they were the cheapest airfare that we could get to Las Vegas.
I have not heard anything bad about them.
It's been the what you have to do to get on the airplane that people are negative about, because there's no frills whatsoever, and you have to literally pay for everything.
But even after paying for everything, we're still saving $400.
We're still saving $400.
The next cheapest airline.
It is. I'm going to let people know right now. It is expensive to fly in and out of Dallas-Fort Worth.
It is. It's more expensive than pretty much any other city besides the thing Los Angeles and New York.
It's very expensive.
And if you fly now, here's the thing. Here's a tip. If you don't mind the drive, I would suggest flying in and out of Houston or Austin, and then having someone pick you up. Austin's only about three and a half hours from Dallas. Houston's about 4.5 to 5. If you don't mind that much of a drive, and you can kind of sightsee a little bit on your way back and forth, you can shave off $200 or $300 off your airline ticket,
mm-hmm.
and just pay your friend $50 for gas. So there's a little tip from me to you about traveling in and out of Texas. Plus, in Dallas, getting back to Dallas, you're going to be late. You're going to be flying over the airport for about an hour, waiting to land anyway.
Yeah,
it's fucking busy. It's one of the busiest damn airports in the country. So there you go.
So I'm going to be curious. It's going to be interesting to see what this flight is like. We had to not only pay for our airline ticket, we had to pay for all luggage, including the carry-on luggage, which was like, really?
Yeah.
And it was more expensive to put the carry-on, to pay for the carry-on luggage than the checked-in luggage.
Yeah, I know.
And then you have to pay for what the seat, you have to pay to choose your seat.
Yes.
And everything you have to pay for, from what I understand, even like the refreshments on board the plane, including the beverages, you have to pay for.
Peanuts, pretzels, you got to pay for, which is fine. I'm not going to worry about that shit anyway. We're going to be at the airport 4 hours early. I'm not worried about food.
And I will continue reading 50 Shades of Ugh while on the plane, probably. I'll probably be
Shades of Indifference.
I'll probably be on the plane going, ooh, look what he did to her vagina.
Vagina?
Oh my God, vagina.
Oh my God,
there's an infection. Oh my God, 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of shit. 50 Shades of bad writing is what it is.
50 Shades of what the fuck?
Feed the birds, and what do you get?
Fat birds!
Anyway.
I think I'm gonna be a little evil in the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, though, because the idea of posing with the wax figure.
I want to pose that hunky Justin Timberlake wax figure.
Okay, that was freakish.
And hot.
We saw some photos of some of the wax figures that are in the museum, and some of them are, seriously? And then there's other ones that are like, oh my God, it looks like that's actually them. Justin Timberlake was one of those.
Yeah, I may be taking that one home with me.
The scariest one was Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
It really looked like they had Selena Gomez just standing there.
Speaking of Hollywood celebrities and, you know, the Hollywood.
The Hollywood.
Apparently, somebody has released home video footage of Joan Crawford with Christina and Christopher.
Oh, is she beating him up?
No, she's... Well, the one I saw that our friend Chip posted was of Joan feeding Christopher from a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently there's like actual home movies that have been released of Joan Crawford at home with the kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Tina!
Bring me the pump. I need to express for Christopher. Tina! Mop up my milk.
Oh.
Tina!
Tina! Bring me the douche.
Bring me my douche. Mama's not feeling fresh today. Anyway, I would love to see Joan Crawford of Maine.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. No. No.
But anyway, Vegas. Back to Vegas.
Back to Vegas. What are some of the other things that we were going to do? Well, we were going to go to the Pinball Museum, but we decided, nah. We are going to sightsee. You've never seen the Bellagio fountains, so...
When I went there, the Bellagio, the Paris, the Venetian, and New York were not there.
Mm-hmm. So you'll finally get to see the Bellagio fountains. Yes. Of course, we're going to go do all the free entertainment that's on the Strip. We're going to go to the Bellagio...
We can, yes.
We want to do the Bellagio fountains. We want to go see the volcano. We want to... Let's see what else is free. There's the botanical gardens inside the Bellagio. There's the Sirens of Treasure Island.
I don't want to kill bitches.
There's all sorts of free stuff. There's that animatronic show inside the Caesar Forum.
I will take Mark.
You will what?
My ex-boyfriend, the Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
He loves animatronics.
As we talked about earlier on this show.
I'll take Mark to that. Mark, call me.
You know what? We have to go... We have to... Because a lot of the stuff that was in the movie Showgirls is now gone. Like the Stardust and all that. The cheetah is still there, but I don't think I want to go to the cheetah.
I don't want an STD.
No. But I do want to go to...
That seat free, sit down on it, please.
I've never been to the Caesar Forum, though.
God knows who's on that.
I do want to go to the Caesar Forum, though. I've never been there.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It's fun.
I've never been to it.
Overrated, but fun anyway.
Well, it's... Okay, tell me something in Las Vegas that's not overdone.
Well, Caesars, in general, the whole Caesars... Everyone's like, oh, Caesars. No, Caesars is overrated, it's overpriced, it's overhyped.
She's your shame.
I want to go hear She's Your Shame. Caesars is way overhyped.
Be careful, Madeline. Your mum thumped. It may cause you to have a seizure.
I want to go to Caesars and have a Caesars salad and hear She's Your Shame about Caesars salad.
We love you, Devin. Yes. We love Devin Green. Queen of Sassholes.
She needs to be on our show.
She does.
I'm mad you be on our show. Betty Bowers would want it that way. Anyway, Caesar.
Yes.
Overrated.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Not really the prettiest hotel.
Neither Circus.
Oh, Circus is so ghetto.
Yeah, if there is a ghetto in... Well, there is ghetto in Vegas. I saw it before. Okay, the first and only time I ever went to Vegas... I was on the bus on the Strip, and after you know, we went to where we were, a group of us were, you know, staying at, and we got onto the bus, we headed to the Strip, we got off the bus, and we're immediately greeted by a homeless woman playing with her vagina.
That's Vegas, baby.
And I was like, ah, welcome to Vegas.
And when was this?
When I was 21, so.
1991. You're not that old, say it, 1991.
1995.
Okay, yes.
1995. And I'm turning 38, so it took almost 2 decades to go back to Vegas.
Yes.
So, but I'm going back and I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait. I went back in 1996.
So you went the year after I went.
Yes.
So
we almost met.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. What month was it?
I was there in... What month did I go? I think it was October or November.
We would never have met.
Because it's late in the year.
I went in July of 96. Oh, so close to meeting me. Imagine if you met me then.
I don't know. At the time, I wasn't attracted to bears, so...
Why?
I wasn't. I thought... All gay people had to be attracted to people who looked like thin boys and...
Oh.
Yeah.
And you didn't live in Dallas?
No, I lived in the Bay Area at that point, so... All right, guys, well, it is time to wrap up this episode, and the next time you hear from us, we will be in Vegas!
We're going to go to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, we're going to Vegas.
What have we been talking about?
I know it. Miss Paula Deen would want you to. Look at that come hither look. You know you want my strawberry. You want my strawberry. Miss Paula Deen, you want my strawberry.
As long as we're white and not black or Jewish.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that? I had a picture of her in a magazine of her posing with the Neelys. She has this look on her face like, why are these darkies touching my ass?
All right, everyone. You can find us on Facebook.
But they're not going to.
They're not going to because you're lazy.
Lazy.
And the next time you hear from us, we'll be in Las Vegas.
And I have a special announcement to make.
What's that?
I'm going to get a very special souvenir from Vegas.
That souvenir is?
It's going to be, I'm going to pick it when I get there. Be a very special souvenir.
That we're going to give away? Or?
We're going to give away. If you want the very special Extrafer endorsed souvenir from Vegas.
It's probably going to be a dildo.
It will not be a dildo. Nothing sexual. it'll be cute. It'll be cool.
Siegfried and Roy paper dolls.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? You have to email us. And you have to basically email us. And
friend us on Facebook.
Friend us on Facebook and email us, and I will draw a name, either an email based on email or screen.
Actually,
or
let's make it easier.
Yes,
it'll be based off of those who have liked us on our Facebook page.
Yes,
go find SassyCast on Facebook and like us if you want this special gift. Those who have liked us on Facebook, you're the eligible ones.
It'll be a very cool gift.
Yes,
it will be. A little package. It'll be have a couple different things in it. It'll be a nice little gift from the cast of Sassy Cast.
Yes. So do it.
Do it. So go like us on Facebook.
Like us, damn it.
And yes.
See you in Vegas, y'all.
The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy. So plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip.
Can I do to keep from going crazy? big fuck.
Prostitute.